broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, hour number two. A lot of guys say hour number two. I don't know why I said that, because what we like to do is make sure that we make the show inclusive. And if we say hour two, that means anybody that wasn't listening to hour one, they feel they've been left out. And I don't want that to be the case. We are ongoing. The Phil Hendry Show is just an ongoing enterprise here. We're on the air, gosh knows whenever. With me is Raj Fanane. He is a business owner here in the United States. He owns an airline insulation or aircraft insulation company, along with two of his brothers. They are planning eventually on moving the company back to Egypt, which is where they are all from. He is a resident here with a green card and a business license, but was very upset this evening, Raj, I know, with President Obama's State of the Union address. And with him also is his son, Todd, an 8-year-old boy who I think we've had a little bit of a static here about that, because I think the child is using some language and contributing in some topics that I don't think he should. Anyway, Raj is on the line with us. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. And you were saying, and I think the clearest area of this, Raj, before we go back to some phone calls, is that you don't like President Obama's State of the Union address. You think that it did not address adequately your needs. Even with your company in Egypt, you want a tax break. How does that work?
Well, you know, look, Phil, and you're a good man, and thank you very much for being, I think, polite to me, you know. And thank you very much. You've been talking good to my son, too, and I appreciate that. But, you know, I am a father. I love my son very much. And he is a good boy, and he's also a boy, a very intelligent boy. He said to me, when we come back from the Dodger game where that man, that poor man, was beat up, he said, Daddy, I don't want to be in this country no more. And I said, I don't know what you mean. He said, Daddy, you can move the business back to Egypt. Get a relief on the overhead is much less there. And they get the tax break in Egypt, as well as keep the corporation open in America. I didn't understand. It was that boy, though.
Your 8-year-old son is explaining this to you.
Yes, sir. Yes. So that when I saw Obama tonight on this State of the Union, I asked my son, I said, what do you think of Obama and the speech? And he said to me, it's terrible what Obama is doing to you. My son was pacing and moving around the room. He said, Daddy, it's an abortion what he's doing to you. And I said, don't, please, no, Todd. He said, the bastard is not taking into consideration the foreign businessman. That bastard.
You really like calling our president a bastard, don't you?
No, sir, no. He was saying, in the sense that I'm getting screwed. Okay, that's all I mean.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let me go to some phone calls here. Raj Fanane on the line with us. I don't know. I had Mary on line one. Let's see. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll go over here to John on the Phil Hendry Show. John, go ahead, please.
Hi, Phil. Thanks for having me on. I think Raj is rather entertaining and humorous, actually, because he can take his stuff, pack it all up, take it all over to Egypt, and become an Egyptian.
What do you mean humorous, sir? What do you mean humorous? You know, do you own a business? It's not funny to me what the president said tonight.
I understand what the president said tonight. I was in business for 35 years, and the government policies that they enacted just a few years ago put me out of business. So you want to talk to somebody
about... he's not so funny, is he? He's not so funny.
Why don't you just listen for a moment? Show a little...
You're saying... You're talking about...
You got to listen to the man, Raj. You're butting in a lot, yeah.
Show some of the respect you demand. All right.
Well, you will laugh at me.
Hold on and let the man finish.
I said I think your problem is humorous because it's based on misunderstanding. Not of what Obama said, but of our tax code. Maybe your son should go back and study it a little further. You can take your whole business and move the whole thing out of Egypt, out of America. Set it up in Egypt. Then you can come back in here and do business as an Egyptian company and have both sides of it. So you're not thinking this thing through, first of all.
Yes, I am.
The Obama administration supposedly doesn't like businesses. He likes only those businesses that contribute to him properly. And if you don't like what he's doing, then support his opposition. Quit whining and complaining and bitching about it. Just go do something about it.
Obama's killing me.
If you survived it this long, all right, you're caught in the downturn that was caused by the government policies that are in place today. And if you want to follow them back, I can give you a chapter and verse on the whole mess.
You're telling me the same thing. I just told you this guy's killing me, and you just proved my point, and you're saying I'm wrong?
I agree. But what I'm...
The guy's killing me!
I've already been killed for that expense. I'm out of business. I'm working for somebody else for the first time in over 40 years.
Don't give me
all that whiny stuff. You just stick yourself
whiny.
Up, suck yourself off, and go back at it and do it again.
My son asked the question. Who do you think you're talking to? And I said,
tell your boy to go back and study the tax code some more. If you want to avoid the taxes, work on that. If you can do that, just get out of the country altogether. Move everything that you...
Why are you not in business no more?
Listen for a minute.
Why are you not in business?
Everything. I went broke. I went bankrupt. Because of my business...
Well, that stinks.
Yeah, it does stink. Move all your stuff to Egypt. Set up over there. Get it going nicely in Egypt. Then you can come back in here as an Egyptian company and do business again.
Hold on for a minute. What? My son wants to know, if you're so smart, why aren't you rich?
Your son's a smart ass.
I was.
Yeah, he was. That's the key point.
According to Barack Obama, I was rich. But because of his policies and that, he put me out of business. The government policies put me out of business.
And you tell me that I'm whining. That sounds whiny to me.
I'm just telling you what happened. You don't want to listen to anybody.
Right.
Tell you what,
I'm listening to you.
I don't even want people like you in this country. You want to be all whiny, bitchy, nasty, snotty. Go back where you came from. We don't want you
I'm
here.
Not being snotty. I just want to know why this bad. That's the bastard who put you out of business.
Yeah, that's right.
And you're telling me.
I didn't call him a bastard. You are. You don't understand
right. The
language. If you don't understand the language, don't use it. Okay?
I understand the language, sir. I understand the language. My son said to me, if you're so smart, why aren't you rich?
And I don't care what your kid says. Your kid's 8 years old. Make him the CEO. I think your company would probably be better off.
You know something, sir? You're insulting me.
No, that's actually the funniest thing that's been said tonight. Put your son in charge of your company.
You think that's real funny, huh?
Yeah, I think it's pretty funny.
Yeah, I think...
And probably...
needs to just relax, put the kid in charge. The kid's obviously smarter than he is. Let it be done at that. You know, it's foolishness.
You don't want to talk serious. You don't want to talk serious. You don't want to talk the serious.
You know what?
And
if you were speaking about business in general instead of your own particular situation, there's a million businesses. You understand there's a million businesses been put out of business since this president and his predecessor, the last 2 years of his predecessor, when the Democrats took control of everything, they have put nearly a million businesses out of business. You're not the only one that's got problems.
You got options, Raj. You can go to Egypt. You can go back to Egypt. You have options, is what this gentleman's saying, and you are saying that Obama's killing you. Here's a native-born American, you know.
Oh, great. Why don't we go back to the Know-Nothing Party? All the nativist bullcrap.
What are you talking about? What are you watching, Martin Scorsese, the Gangs of New York or something? I'm talking to you about your business goes back to Egypt. You pay a guy 4 cents an hour. You got, God knows, who cares how many taxes you got to pay if you're paying an overhead like that. Why do you still need American tax protection?
I want American corporation status for the marketing purpose.
He wants to get government contracts.
I am saying to you, it's no good for me to say I'm an Egyptian company because people are going to laugh.
Well, that's not my problem.
Raj.
It's my problem. It's my problem.
You don't yell. Don't yell.
I'm telling you, I'm getting stuck. This guy thinks he's funny, and he's a flat on his ass.
That's right.
And you laugh at me?
I did, Raj. I got picked myself up, dusted myself off, and I'm working for it again.
Okay.
That's all you do. Just go back.
Nice? That's a real nice little happy song.
Go back.
You know, you get your Frank Sinatra song. And
all right, look, I got to take a break here, and this gentleman has been patient enough. I thank you very much, John, for your call. Very good, and very good advice, sir. 877.
Wait, every time I...
Oh, shut up. 877-876-PHIL. Back to talk more about Obama's State of the Union address with Raj Fanin. And I thought that was very funny. He said, why don't you have your kid run the company? Oh, my God. All right, we'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. You're listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Doesn't make any difference.
Yeah, it makes a difference if you say, to a man, I am tell you about business, and a man then gives a speech, and he says, I'm the president of the United States. I say to him, okay. And then he says nothing to me. And I look at my wife, I look at my son, I say, this bastard said nothing to me. He thought I looked on authority. And my son said, he just said now, he said, there's only so much of that you can swallow in one night.
I don't know what you're swallowing.
Are you kidding? I'm talking.
I don't know what you're swallowing. The President of the United States gave a constitutionally mandated speech called the State of the Union. He has to give that speech. And he has to make clear what his agenda is. And the State of the Union, the most important thing is, what's the State of the Union? What shape are we in? And presidents have been giving that speech since George Washington. And he's got to be honest. And he's got to lay it out clear. Okay?
Yeah, and what he laid out tonight was, I have solutions, but I think I'll stick it to Raj. I've got all kinds of things I want to do for America, but you, Raj, bend over.
Well, you know, you sound like some cat that thinks he's got some right to something. I just don't get it. 877-876-PHIL. Andre, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Raj Fanin.
Hi, Phil. Hey, just
yes, sir.
$10 on. Sorry, Phil. I was getting gas. $10 on two. Just to let him know, he didn't.
What did I say? Are you getting gasoline?
I'm getting gas. But
yeah, I bet you that costs you a pretty penny, don't it?
Yeah, because I stay in Alaska. That's why it cost me a pretty good penny.
Whatever.
See, the thing of it, but really, can you stop and let me talk, please? The thing of it that is for one, nobody's disrespecting you, but for one, you should not have. Thank you. You should not have your son that's 8 years old in a grown-up conversation about tax, even though he may know the tax code or read the tax code. Because I can't believe that he know the tax code really good, but he read the tax code to you. You should be reading it and get an understanding. For two, you shouldn't be calling the president a bastard. Because what if the president got on the radio or the TV or the telephone and called you a bastard? You wouldn't like that, really. You're in America. He's the president of the United States. So you're in America, so you shouldn't be calling him a bastard or anything else. You could call him Prez, some for sure, but call him out his name like bastards? That's not cool, dude. So that's what you should be doing.
What about the Congress? What about those bastards?
What about Congress? But to see, the thing of it is, you're on national radio calling them bastards and stuff, but you're in America and you say you want to take all your stuff back over to Egypt if they don't cut you a tax break. Well, you got to remember, guy, it's a dude. Look, I tow truck. That's like a poor man's job almost. You understand? And that's
Did you say you drive poultry?
I drive tow trucks. And we're poor, too. We don't get a tax break. You don't see us hovering and crying, calling the president's bastard on national radio. I mean, if you want to make a solution for it, once you figure out a solution instead of getting on there ramping and raving, for one, and then on top of that, Phil, when I listen to it, Phil never disgrace your son, never disrespect your son. So your son shouldn't be getting on the
he told my son to shut up.
Hey, your son should not be telling you, oh, well, nobody want to give you enough respect. Well, you won't stop talking to give people respect. So the way you get respect is you earn respect.
Hold on. What? My son says, what's your point?
See, that's what I mean about your son.
My point is, if you don't understand, your son is 8 years old. How old are you? How old is Phil? We're all grown adults. You got your son up at, 11:30 at night when he should be ready for school, even if he go to private school, public school, whatever, because I heard you say something about the school a while ago. School is school. Whichever you was, you decide to put your kid in. That was your decision. But don't put your kid in a grown-up situation and then act like everybody is disrespecting your kid because your kid is 8 years old. He shouldn't even be in the conversation. He should be taking a nap, getting ready for school, learning some new stuff for the week.
Well, my son wants to know, you drive a tow truck. What makes you so smart?
You know, I just think your son's a smart ass, man.
See, that's your problem. That's why people always end up from different countries always getting disrespected in a way because they want to sit around and disrespect. Now, your son is talking about, what about me driving trucks? I drive trucks. So what? It's a job. It's an earning. You said you brought a job to America. So why would you, if you're harping about the taxes, you should be trying to figure out a way to help everybody else make him understand to get the taxes down. Give you a tax break, give the poor people a tax break, because everybody's suffering.
But you see,
you're talking about your business. You know how many American businesses that were started by American people that have left the state, that left the country, going over to your country because they trying to get a little cheaper. But when they realize that over there, you're being, we're not saying that you're doing it, but, some of your companies are doing it. The other companies that are doing it, that making sweatshops, got the little. What if your son was over there working in Egypt in a sweatshop? Would you be talking crazy about Egypt?
No, my son will never be sweatshop. Never. I will never let my son be sweatshop.
So our president ain't no bastard then. That's simple as it was. Because if
you're saying you're part American, you're part American.
I'm Egyptian.
I'm Egyptian.
You're Egyptian, and you're living in America. But if you was over in Egypt right now, somewhere, maybe in a bad area, maybe in a good area, you'd be somewhere ducking a bullet or ducking a bomb.
Well, you know something? You're right. But why did the bastard get on TV tonight then and say, and if you go, all he did was tell me stuff that I'm gonna throw up.
Okay,
I'm going to vomit.
So why would you sit there and listen to him then? If he was that bad, you could have cut your TV off, your radio off, your computer off, and not listen to it, and you wouldn't have to worry about it. You worry about it the next day when everything went by, not me sitting around calling
you. Because my son said we should watch it.
Your son is eight years old. You are your son.
We are the parents, but my son has read the U.S. tax code.
He's eight, man. What are you trying to give us? He's read the whole tax code?
Basically, what it breaks down to is that if he was such a good businessman, he wouldn't be that illiterate to the tax code because then his son wouldn't have to read it to him. Basically, that's what it breaks down to. Since he don't have the respect to listen to nobody and then his son keep dipping into grown folks' conversation, every time Phil don't talk, your son is dipped in and always in it. Then you say, well, you're disrespecting my son. You're disrespecting me. No, you're disrespecting yourself.
My son is the only friend I've got in terms of he's my intellectual equal. My wife, I love my wife. She's stupid. She's just stupid.
Okay, see, listen to you. Your wife is stupid, but she gave you a son. She wasn't stupid to give you a son, huh?
She's a good woman. I love her, but she's so stupid.
Hey, if you learn how to respect a woman, then you make your kid respect adults. Until then,
there you go.
You're just as dumb. And if I was your wife,
you're off the point. This is way off the point.
I'll take every last piece of your money.
That's,
all right, listen.
If your wife is so dumb when she divorced you and she takes your money, I bet she ain't dumb either.
That's a good point. We got to take a break. 877-876-PHIL with Raj Fanin here as we talk about Obama's State of the Union address. The world famous Phil Henry Show. I'll be right back.
You don't understand. My wife, I love my wife.
She's just stupid.
She's an idiot. God. Hello,
yes. Phil Henry.
I'd say mommy is dumb. I love her, but mommy's dumb.
This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Welcome back here, the world-famous Phil Henry Show, our number 877-876-PHIL. As we're talking with Raj Fanin. Now, I know your son reminded you of something that you wanted to mention.
Yeah, I do, Phil, and I just want to, please, you know, I love my son very much. I'm sorry if he has caused the problem, but, you know, my son is, you don't know what Todd can do. You know, you just don't know what Todd can do.
Yeah. What does it mean, I don't know what Todd can do?
You don't know. You don't know what this child is capable of. And he reminded me a moment ago. He said, Daddy, do you remember when we took a vacation to Mexico? I said, yes. He said, do you remember the company? And I said, my God, Todd, you're right.
Definitely.
Yes. We were in Mexico. We were in Boa. I had my family there. And I look onto the beach, and I see all of these people, and they have a buffet, and they have beautiful torches, and they've got beautiful music. It's a beautiful night, you know, the ocean. Just lovely. And I remember I said to Todd, and I said to my wife, we are going to have a party like that for our employees someday, you know. And now, forget it.
You're not going to have a party like that.
No, we're not going to have a party like that. And I listened to, that night I sat out on the veranda from the room and I listened to see who are the people down there. And it was a car parts place.
You said I thought it was him.
Yeah, Todd said it was some joint that pushes carburetors or something. Huh?
I don't know anything about this.
Yeah, fan belts, all this. Yeah, humiliating.
Why is that humiliating?
Oh, come on, will you? I want to have a beach party, too, and this is a company that makes fan belts?
So, times were flush. Automotive parts, are you kidding? That's a big-time business. That's a lot of money.
Oh, get out of here. You know, this is why I can't talk to you guys. Obama is the worst thing that ever happened.
You know something, Mr. Fanin? If you're pissed off because some other guy did enough business to take his employees to Mexico for a beautiful vacation and whatever the hell you saw, that's tough, you know? Car parts, you think that some cat that sells or manufactures fan belts, that's some kind of a cheap business? Everywhere I turn, there's guys riding cars, driving in cars.
You said yourself everybody listens to radio, but radios not make no money.
That's because we got a bunch of stumble bums running the radio business. As far as the automotive parts business goes, sounds like they're doing real good. All right, our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Raj Fanin on the line with us. Mary, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Raj Fanin.
I would like to give Raj a short lesson in English. I'm reading from the Webster's Dictionary. Bastard.
What is that?
An illegitimate child. Something
right.
Of irregular or inferior origin, kind, or form. Slang.
Right.
A mean or disagreeable person.
Right.
Take that word from your English language because you're not using the language properly.
What? Yes, I am. It means guy or dude.
No, it doesn't. It means bastard. I just read from the dictionary.
Oh, I know.
Which is...
Well, that's the English dictionary. Is it Egyptian? No.
No, it is an English dictionary. The word bastard
right.
is English. If
In Egyptian,
English,
it means dude.
Use it properly.
Well, I am. I am using it
so
properly.
No, you are not.
Yes, I am.
You
in Egyptian,
not.
It means regular guy. And
fine, then say regular guy instead of bastard, because bastard does not mean regular guy.
What did you say it meant? You said you have a what dictionary?
She's got the English, the Oxford Dictionary, right, Mary?
No, the Webster's second
Webster.
New Riverside Dictionary. It's legitimate, it is correct, and you
never
are
heard
not.
Of it. Never
and
heard
you are
of it.
A rude person. Well, then you don't read very much.
Well,
and
I
you
do read.
Don't
I
don't go
read.
To libraries.
My son, what do you think? Huh? He says you might have a point, but the point is that in Egypt, when we think of an illegitimate child, we think of a regular guy because there's so many of them there. You see? So it's
what
not an insult.
Think
it's
of
not an insult.
Who have been ill-treated by gentlemen, and I use the word loosely, like you.
Well, American women are treated much worse. Much, much worse. Egyptian women, we love our women, and we put them on a pedestal. And we give them roses
I don't
and
want to
more.
Be on a pedestal. I like where I am. I have worked for other people all my life. I was very well,
well that's
educated. And I now own my own home. My earnings alone. I don't have to bow down to any man, especially
where's your husband?
Like you.
Where's your husband?
I don't have one. I didn't bother with one. I did it myself.
Are you a lesbian?
Now, that is out of order to ask her that.
Hey.
Just because she doesn't have a husband.
This person, Mr. Raj, is
please,
the sort of
my name
person,
is Raj Panin, please.
Go back to Egypt and treat women as you were brought up to treat them, badly. You are
no,
being
I was brought up to treat them well.
And rude.
I don't know how.
And
why do you not have a husband?
Not necessarily very good.
Well, by English, I can tell you this. At least I am bilingual. I speak Arabic. I speak English. How many languages do you speak, miss? Aha. You see?
German, French.
I speak
German. I speak German, French,
good.
And English. Go away.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right. Sure. You don't know what I mean? Todd says pull the other one.
Well, she doesn't take much to prove it. She can prove it right now.
Go ahead, speak some German to me. I have some. I can speak a German. What is that, Emma?
I can't hear you. My telephone is flawed. I'm sorry.
I'm asking a question in German.
Alaska.
What is dein Name? I'm speaking German. She can't even speak German. She lied to me. I said, what is dein Name?
I don't think I want you to know my name. Thank you very much.
Really? Mr. Henry just said it. Mary. So you don't speak German.
She just said what the question was. She knew what it was.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did. She said, I don't think I want to tell you my name.
What did I ask?
You asked, what's your name?
Oh, well, look at this. We got another guy who speaks Kraut.
Watch the Kraut stuff, too, will you? Mary, I appreciate very much your call.
Mary,
you know
I want
what?
To say, I treat women good, and you have treated me with disrespect. In Egypt, when a woman treats a man the way you have treated me, yes, we do. We beat her. And you know why? Because when she disrespects me, she beats me. In a figurative sense, you know.
She loses your ego and probably classifies you
in the place
where you ought to be.
Right. Thank you very much, Mary. Appreciate it. 877-876-PHIL. That was an asinine exchange. What is dein Name? Here is Chris on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
If Obama is half black, then how is he racist against black?
What's that? Because the white part, in my opinion, is making him racist against me, an Egyptian, but I'm not sub-Saharan African. I am North Saharan African. I'm Saharan African. And so the black and the white They both hate me. And they think I am a terrorist. With my son, who said to me, Daddy, let's get out of here while the getting's good. I said, why? He said, because in America, they beat up that man at Dodger Stadium, you know. And he's got other issues. And my son has always given me good advice on where we should move, where to set up our business, how many employees, you know.
So you're saying that he is doing this to Egypt solely?
Obama?
This is going to completely bypass Africa.
I believe so. I think Obama is doing it to Arab because we are Saharan African, not sub-Saharan African, and we are nothing but a bunch of towelheads who blow up taxi cabs, you know.
So Obama is some kind of a bigot against Arabs.
I think so. Look what he did in Afghanistan. See?
He went over to Afghanistan. What do you mean what he did? I mean, the United States went to Afghanistan because of... Have we got to fight this war all over again? I don't want to do it.
I don't either, Phil. I don't either. All I want to say to this gentleman is this. Obama tonight, when he gave that speech, it was basically saying to me, you, Mr. Fanin, and that punk kid son of yours, get out of here because this is all about America, not you and your green card. And I found that to be very hurtful.
Why did you say that?
And Todd also did say that, you know, Obama seems to hate sand blank.
And all right.
Why do I think that? All you got to do is look at...
All right, get out of here. Thank you very much, sir, for your call. I appreciate it. You know what? I've about had enough of this nut. Obama's bigoted against sand blanks now. You know, sub-Saharan African as opposed to Saharan Africans. We're going to be back here on a world-famous Phil Henry Show. Whether or not I got this guy back on the line... All I wanted to do was talk about the Obama State of the Union address, and we've talked about everything other than that. I think what we need to do is get on some other political analyst. Maybe we'll get Harvey Wireman on here or Margaret Gray, can we, bud?
Let's talk to you, we can do.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL, and we're talking here in our final segment with Raj Fanin. He is a businessman. You made a statement here earlier, Raj, that I thought out of all of the silly stuff that's being talked about, and please don't interrupt me, a little of this came through as sort of, you know, made sense. You were talking about where Obama made his first mistake.
Well, you don't want me to mention my son, but Todd said to me, that it was Pelosi and Reid that first really blew it. They blew it bad. And Obama had to rely on those two. Now what happened is he becomes a president and runs business right into the ground. But then he comes on tonight to talk about what he's going to do. And he doesn't mention me at all. What? What is that about?
What about doesn't mention you?
How's your hearing?
Get your kid out of there. I don't want to hear your kid again.
Phil.
I don't want to hear your kid again or I'm hanging up on you.
God, you got to leave.
I don't want
to leave. You have to leave. Go. Go to mommy.
I don't want to leave.
You have to go. Go to mommy. Go to mommy. Go to mommy.
Hey, Raj, would you...
Hold on, you want me to get rid of him, don't you?
Yes.
Go to mommy. Mommy, where is mommy? She's where? Is that the store? Go to Zafina. Go to your aunt. Go to Zafina.
Will you get that kid out of there before I hang up on you?
God. Get out of here. Are you happy? You happy my son cried?
You know something? You are the biggest. Your whole family is one big drama act. Just one big drama act. Everything that's being done is being done to you. Everything that's happening is happening against you. I asked you to get rid of that kid.
Hold on. Go. Get out. You happy I talk to my son like that?
You know what? You got problems, man, and they go well beyond your business. You have emotional problems. Oh, no.
This is how I'm an Egyptian. This is how we talk to our family. We are close.
Oh, you sound like you got some kind of a screw loose, man. You're close. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Rick. Hey, Rick, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I have no prejudice against anyone from Egypt, and I have my own business making music boxes. And that's the music box right there, at least one of them.
That sounds stupid.
Whoa, hold on.
It sounds kind of stupid, though, in the middle of a recession.
All right, okay, we heard that, Rick. Turn it off. It's driving me nuts. But thank you. It's very nice. It's very nice.
Oh, yeah,
it's driving me nuts.
What I'm saying is...
It's very nice.
What I'm saying is I'm blind, and I make these, and so if someone gets discouraged with life, I'm proof that there's no reason...
You need to turn that off, Rick, or you need to turn the box off, seriously.
I did.
Thank you.
Yeah, well...
Okay.
It's something that I can do. And
this guy came on to plug his business, that's all. He doesn't want to talk about the...
Will you let the guy finish? Yes, Rick.
I'm glad that... I'm sorry that there's all kinds of sorrows in the world, but what I'm really saying is I could be feeling sorry for myself, although I'm blind, and yet I can still do something in a business that's very unusual and bring some joy to other people besides myself, as well as make some income. But it's not so much that I want to plug my business. I don't need to call you and do that. But I'm saying
that's what you are doing to Mr. Hendry, is it?
Will you let me talk to this man, please?
But he's plugging his business.
No,
so?
I'm not plugging my business.
You're trying to get the plug in.
Unbelievable!
It's one of those things.
Oh, are you kidding me?
That lady who mentioned German, she would love this kind of thing because Germans love music boxes. I do too. But she
this
would.
This guy's
love
plugging
that.
His business. Everything he's talking about is his music box. Let me ask you something. Let me ask you. I know about blind people because in Egypt we have them begging for alms all the time.
I don't think Egyptians have music boxes over in Egypt.
Yes, we do.
They do.
And we have blind people too. And they are begging for alms on the street corner. So I want to ask you a question.
Yes.
How do I know you're really blind and you're not just legally blind?
Oh, I'm a lot more than legally blind. I can't even drive a car.
Well, no, I know that. That's what legally blind is. Can you walk down the street?
Boy, you interrupt because you're so interested.
Will you let the man explain if he's going to tell you to the extent that he can't see?
Can he walk down the street?
He's going to explain.
Of course I'll explain.
Go ahead, Rick.
I have what they call retinoleptic fibroplasia. That's where the oxygen has come into the womb when I was a baby. They put too much oxygen in the incubator, and it detached my retina. So, no, I don't have vision like everybody else does. So don't tell
sue?
Me about the street.
Why don't you sue?
There's no reason to. I'm older now, and there's no one to really get in touch with to do that with.
I'd find the guy that did that to you, and I'd sue him till he bled from every...
All right.
Who cares what you want to do?
I am telling you, as an Egyptian, see, you're blind. Shouldn't be prejudiced against
There's
you
more
shouldn't
to
be
life
prejudiced
than
against
being,
me.
There's more to life than being bitter, and I don't believe in being bitter. That's the whole point of my calling you and telling you, no matter what happens, there's always something wonderful if you can make it for other people to be happy with. And so I could be feeling sorry for myself and saying all sorts of things, but I'm not doing that. I'm working.
Right.
I'm working at trying to
make that music box.
For other people.
You make that music box, and you're not bitter.
No, not at all.
What is that supposed to mean?
Nothing.
Well, with him, it means anything controversial. He just wants to cause an argument, and I'm
No. I thought maybe what was the song that was playing the music box? Because it was me. I would make the song more, you know, like Lady Gaga or some kind of thing like that. You know.
Well, that shows.
Oh, what is it
That shows how much you know. The German lady. the lady who talked to you before about Webster's Dictionary, she would very much know that that song because it was a German piece. Gotte Mehr's Igitur. Brahms used it in one of his symphonies, and other people have used it.
Yeah, it's like 300 years old. I mean, about something a little more contemporary.
How old are you?
What about Kraftwerk? What about Kraftwerk? What about the Scorpion?
How old are you? 6,000 years old?
39. I'm 39.
Well,
I'd like to hear Kraftwerk.
That's your problem.
Scorpion. Like a hurricane. You know this song? If you say German, there's no song like a, what's the one, Phil? Rock you like a hurricane. Rock you like a hurricane.
Yeah, that shows
you know that?
Limitation. That shows your limitation, how you don't know much about anything.
You know what you need to do, seriously? Get a puppet.
I don't know what they
go out on a street corner.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much.
No. You are cutting me off. No, not now. Not the prime of my life. I had a point that
We'll be right back. World famous Phil. Rock you like a hurricane. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Rock you like a hurricane. You know that one. Why, you dirty little. Here I am. Hurricane. Yeah.